Jews in New York. Between 1880 and 1920, over 2 million Jews from Western and Eastern Europe arrived in New York Harbor. New York offered them safety, security, and personal freedom. Unlike other immigrant groups, most Jewish immigrants were determined from the outset never to return to their home countries. They were determined to stay in America. And they would stay right in New York. Around 1900, New York was the main center of America's Jewish community. 29% of the city's residents were Jewish. In 1920, 40% of the residents of Manhattan were Jewish. Today that figure is only 16%. The Lower East Side became home to most Jewish immigrants. About a quarter of this area's residents earned their living in retail, mostly as owners of small stores or as street vendors. 10% of the immigrants were hawkers by trade and continued to earn their living in New York by selling whatever they could lay their hands on: water, peacock feathers, dried herbs, buttons, potatoes, second-hand coats, etc. However, by far, most Jewish immigrants worked in the clothing industry, either in New York's infamous sweatshops or as tailors based at home. These immigrants lived in cramped conditions, predominantly in 5- and 6-story tenement buildings, in which some of the rooms had no windows.